depending on the statistics you read, anywhere up to 60% of Americans soon struggle on a daily basis falling asleep and staying asleep. Hey, David Essel here. And this is something that I've personally struggled with my whole life. I remember even as a little kid, I was an extremely light sleeper, and up to this day, I still am. I have to have everything done in a really certain way. It's called sleep hygiene schedule, which I'll talk about, in order to give myself the best chance to get a good night's sleep. And calming the mind is one of the keys when it comes to getting that sleep that you really feel restful in the morning. And calming the mind is not the easiest thing in the world to do. So let's talk about some things that destroy sleep, okay, that will completely mess, hijack the brain, do the opposite of calming the mind, and that's excitation, right? So number one is what we're watching on TV. If it's stimulating an hour before bedtime, if it's scary movies, if it's high action, if it's whatever it might be, an hour before bedtime, that can interfere with sleep without a doubt. What you're listening to, same thing. If you're listening to podcasts that get you all riled up, once again, we want to make sure an hour before bedtime that all that stuff is off. The news, oh my God, first of all, in my opinion, we should never watch it. Just my opinion. But, you know, if you're going to watch the news, watch it at 6. Don't watch it at 10. Don't watch it at 11. Let me go back to my first point. I'd highly recommend not watching the news. And then there are other things that interfere with calming the mind. Some people will drink caffeine at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, even 3 o'clock. Some people are sensitive if they have caffeine afternoon in regards to sleeping. And so that can disrupt the calming of the mind. Sugar can have a relaxing effect in the evening at first, but then it disrupts the mind and can wake us up at night and cause restless leg syndrome and a bunch of other or similar things to restless leg syndrome, interfering with deep sleep. So we have all these things that interfere with calming the mind. So how do we calm the mind? Number one, all electronics are off an hour before you're planning on turning the lights off. So during that hour before you turn the lights off, we're journaling, we're reading, not anything too scary. We're taking care of ourselves. Maybe we're listening to something on YouTube that's very calming in nature. You know, there's a lot of megahertz sounds or songs or music, if you'll call it, on YouTube that's meant for sleep. You can go to YouTube and Google 11 hours of music devised to help you sleep. So that's one way to calm the brain, right, is to get into that music that's calming. Get into the journaling of what you're grateful for. Take that time, you know, to do some good soft things, some easy things to calm that brain. If you're going to be organized and get, you know, lunches ready for the day, and if you have kids, getting clothes out and all that, do all that a couple hours before bedtime, not like right at bedtime, so you have the time for really good sleep hygiene. Think about chamomile tea. Tea is warm. Tea is soothing. Chamomile is relaxing. It's a great way to journal with chamomile tea or to watch something that is not excitatory on TV with chamomile tea. So these are some options. You know, walking is one, but really, really light walking. 10, 15 minutes outside before you go to bed is great. Following your breath in and out of the body 10, 20, 30 times can help calm the mind as well. So listen, if you need help, I know this is a biggie. I know you have to have a routine. We can't just go willy-nilly all over the place. We really do have to get structured. The more structured we are, the easier the sleep comes. Now, if you've struggled with sleep for a long time, you're going to have patience, but that's what I'm here for. I'll be your accountability partner, your sleep study expert, to help you realize what you're doing, what you're consuming that might be interfering with sleep, and what we want to switch so that you have exceptional sleep hygiene. Go to talkdavid.com. We have five books that are absolutely free. There's several of them that would be perfect to read in the evening. So you can go ahead or listen to two of them are audibles. Go to talkdavid.com, get the books. Think about what I've said today. If you want to do some work together to make your sleep schedule excellent, reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Because of inflation, for people that are affected financially by inflation, we have specials going on right now. Everything is at talkdavid.com. There's nothing better than a great night's sleep. Let's do it together. I'm David Essel. Have a beautiful day.